Hi Simon, you are involved in the group In Challenges at Moment. Could you tell us a little about the group and its recent activity?
Yes, to talk about that I have to go back to the history of the group, because at first I was involved in a group called Socialism Barbary, who was a split of a Trotsky's group. I was in this group, and in 1958 this group had a split, and after the split a minority was more or less trying to work to settle a kind of network between people working factory and having an activity of more or less being mixed with movement against the union. And so these people met together, and the group was called Information Correspondance Ouvrière. Information Correspondance Ouvrière. Information Correspondance for the Workers. And we met once a month, and we have a publication with this name. And the group was rather small and increased little by little till 1968. In 1968, the group increased suddenly, becomes very rather big, because formerly we were about 20 and 30 people, and the publication, the paper, the monthly paper, we have a distribution of about 1,000. And after 68, quite a lot of people changed, but it was mostly students and intellectuals. And the character young people for most of them, and quite a lot thought at that moment that since 68 was over, anyway, they thought it was the start of a period of possibility to build something and to go ahead with more struggle and things like that. And there was in ICO, Information Correspondance Ouvrière, it was perhaps the first time in France we have people from different ideological origins. There are Marxists, anarchists, different sorts of anarchists, and people having no political option. So it was, there was council communists as well, people, and so it was a wide range of people working together very well, but on the basis of class struggle. Everybody recognized that class struggle was the most important thing, and we have to know what it is through the experience of everybody, and to try to analyze what the tendency of class struggle toward it was going. At the same time, the theoretical position was more or less in connection with the council communist movement, so we have some links with the Dutch people of this movement, and even the anarchist people were more referring, for instance, to the collectivité in Spain, so it was about the same tendency, considering that it was the organization built back the workers was the most important thing in the future. If there was to have a revolution, the revolution was coming through collective organization built by workers themselves. And so, at the moment when there was this plenty of new people coming to the group, they thought that the situation will need to build something more than contact with people, try to analyze and so on, so that it was to build a group with a propaganda for workers' council, for anything else. And so the old ideological basis sprung up through this thing. And so some people saw to build organization with anarchists and dancers, some saw to build something organization for propaganda for the Workers' Council, and some others said, you are wrong because there is no tendency toward the rise of the movement. It's the contrary, the movement will decline. And we were right, but the other one went ahead to beat, and so there was split with whole big discussion, and so, as you will see, split in organization. It was rather difficult for several years. At the end, the group collapsed and everybody went his own way. And so we stayed very few, mainly connected with this Dutch tendency, Conseil Communist, and with people, English people, having split from an English group called Solidarité. And the split of this English group and the Dutch people and the French people had this new paper called Échange, a kind of new connection. It was more international basis, and so we started to have a bilingual paper, some part in French, part in English. But bon, that last years and years, but people becoming old, some died. The English group, the English connection, more or less was smaller and smaller. The Dutch group stayed ahead, but bon, in the recent period has disappeared as well. And now we have some connection with the German group at one moment, but all that now has disappeared, and the main core of people, except some connection with a group in Spain called etc., some people in the United States, but individual ones. The main core of activity, we have to drop the English edition of Échange. Now is only a French publication, published every, we have three kind of publication. We have a review every 3 months. We have pamphlets, translation of something, a pamphlet we are writing ourselves, and we have a bimonthly paper giving the news from all class of short news of all class struggle all over the world. And the review has a distribution about 300-350 every 3 months. The pamphlet, well, the distribution is difficult to give a number because at first it was printed about 300, and after that there is a distribution going ahead with the time. And the bulletin of short news is distributed all over France. It's free because we can manage to print it free. And so we distribute more between 2,000 and 3,000 copies all over France. And some people reprint it. We don't know exactly how many. So that is our present activity. Because at the same time, we have very few. We have some connection with various groups, with people in the country sending, but active people making most of the work, we are rather few, perhaps 10 or something like that. Okay. That's it.
Thank you. How do you see on the relation between, on the one hand, theoretical groups, and on the other hand, the class and class struggle?
What did you mean by the relation between theoretical and class struggle?
Revolutionaries or revolutionary theory,
yeah.
And like your own group, and how it is. How do you think that your function is in the class struggle?
Yes, I see. Bon, theory and revolutionary theory exists for a long time already, but we know that, of course. But at the same time, we think it couldn't be a matter of propaganda presently, because the class struggle is constantly changing, because the evolution of capitalism, evolution of the techniques, evolution of the condition, evolution of the whole things. So the struggles are constantly being modified by this evolution of capitalism. And the theory has not to come from the previous theory with the head of people as a kind of propaganda about this, but the reverse. We think that we have to try to understand how the theory is constantly modified by the evolution of capitalism, by the evolution of class struggle. And so we try to understand what is changing and to express this thing. And through the bon, but we are not enough to use the thing to make a propaganda or something like that. It's only a discussion about class struggle to see what is changing. Bon, we are always this background of theory, but not to tell people that, except in our writing, of course. And we have often, even in information correspondence ouvrière, and now, often people are telling you are doing nothing and you have no theoretical basis. Because when we write something, we rarely refer to some, bon, if you understand what you are writing, if you know the theory, you will see that we use this theory. At the same time, we never refer to anything. For nous, it's a method of work, a method to analyze the thing, and so when we draw some conclusion, bon, for us is never a kind of definite thing, because we see the theory as a class struggle, as capitalism, is in constant evolution, as we have never to say that is the truth now, that is what is, bon, we could say what we think, but we consider something an open thing and not a definite thing.
Okay. You have been active for a long time in a political milieu. How have your own views changed over the years? Do you think that you have a clearer picture of the world today than you had for, let's say, 40 years ago?
But perhaps because I have lived, I don't know how many years, as a militant, since bon, I was a militant well, since 45, immediately when I start working, even before I have some, I will say some line, but not very well defined. So my vision of the world has changed, because when I was very young, when I start working, bon, the situation was very different, because in France mainly, we have the dominant position was the Communist Party, the organization dominated by the Communist Party as well. And before I met this man I mentioned, who was in the Société Barbarie, we opened to me, my political view was very narrow, if I can say. I saw the world, Russia is already something better than, when I met this man from the Socialist Barbary, immediately this comrade opened for me different view. But since this period, my view, I will say, is still more or less the same. Bon, of course, with my experience of seeing what I have lived in Manier when I was a militant and in 68 as well. Bon, as I told often, I was more, I learned more from my militant activity in at the place of work than reading quite a lot of theoretical books. Because give me a kind of understanding of if I see something about class struggle, if I collect information, I know almost intuitively by intuition that what is the orientation, the meaning of it, you see. And that you can't get that in books. You get that only from experience, having struggled a long period in not only on a militant, but living close to the worker, having a worker yourself, and so you get more things and this kind of understanding that nobody could get through the books.
A final question.
Yeah.
What do you think about the current situation, capitalism and class struggle in the 21st century?
I have no answer, because I saw what is class struggle now. I can see what is class struggle in France now, but at the world scale, what is certain that there is still class struggle, apparently perhaps declining. Enfin, certain think is declining. But I will start from another point of view. For me, class struggle is at different levels. As far as you work, you are struggling against the, because any place of work is a kind of a small dictatorship. And so immediately when you go to work, you cheat with your, so class struggle start at that level. But according to the situation, according to the moment, class struggle could take form with involving more and more people and less and less, depends of the level. For instance, recently we translated a book about Germany during the Nazi period, struggle of class worker. The struggle was not open, it was impossible to struggle, because immediately if somebody was telling openly what he thought, immediately he was arrested and put in a camp. But anyway, the worker managed to struggle on using the possibility without connection, but doing the same thing. That means that at the end, the effect was exactly as he had been connected closely. And so I think class struggle is perhaps the most important thing about class struggle is not the open struggle we can see, except when it's going their own way with the own decision of the worker and going not channeled by the union. But if you consider that, for example, in the Western society, the Western industrialist society, class struggle could take quite a lot of different forms, but underground forms as well. So if you consider, for instance, what happened in China, it is different. Class struggle there exists certainly this way, but exists now in more open form, involving quite a lot of workers. And so you have to consider class struggle at all its levels, and in a certain way we could say, when you see all the means the capitalist, the management are trying to paying sociologists, ethnologists, and so to try to understand closely, to try to repress as well all the tendency to escape work and try constantly to reorganize the work, you can see that class struggle exists perhaps more efficient eventually than a big strike, because it's a daily thing, and this daily thing is repeating, and when it's going is expressed acted by a big number of workers, the consequence for capital has more importance than the day of strike, for instance.
Thank you.
That's all. Okay.